safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House views potential changes to the presidential debate rules as favoring Democrat Joe Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Commission on Presidential Debates is considering modifications to the debate structure in order to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is concerned that any changes will be an attempt to help Joe Biden.
He wants the rules to be fair and wants a fair exchange and doesn't want rules that cover for a certain candidate's inability to perform well.
McEnany makes clear that the president wants to debate and will participate in the upcoming debates. Greg Clugston reporting.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is recovering in Germany after being poisoned in Russia by a Soviet nerve agent Novichok, has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind the attack.
Navalny's supporters have frequently maintained that such an attack could have only been ordered at the top levels, though the Kremlin has denied any involvement in it. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator, who's Putin's fiercest critic, spent 32 days in a hospital, 24 of them in intensive care, before doctors deemed his condition had improved sufficiently for him to be discharged. In his first interview since the attack, he told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that in his mind, Putin was behind the attack. I'm Zeria Shakili.
At a news conference while touring wildfire damage, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the glass fire continues to threaten communities in the Napa-Sonoma wine country.
These fires continue to rage. The fire complex that we are in and around here, just 5% contained. Some 57,000 acres have already burned in this complex.
The glass fire has destroyed more than 140 homes and is threatening thousands more. On Wall Street, it up by 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. On the third anniversary of the 1 October shooting spree, Governor Sisolak has declared today Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. Nevada flags will be flown at half-staff at all public buildings. The governor's proclamation recognizes the first responders, law enforcement officers, and everyone else who provided support during that attack, which killed 58 people and injured hundreds of others. Meanwhile, a judge has approved an $800 million settlement for the victims of the mass shooting on the Strip. The deal between MGM Resorts and the lawyers representing thousands of victims was finalized yesterday. Robert Eglett, one of the attorneys representing the Route 91 Harvest Festival victims, called the settlement approval a significant point towards getting the money to the victims. He added that the legal paperwork could mean payments would not go out until the first of the year. More than 2,000 workers based at McCarran Airport could be out of jobs beginning today. Since the COVID-19 outbreak began, thousands of flight attendants, baggage handlers, and food workers have been getting at least partial pay through the $25 billion in federal grants to the airline industry. That help came to an end yesterday, and possibly 2,100 workers beginning today will be furloughed.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Crews are cleaning up that crash. It's partially blocking the right lane there on the Beltway, 215 southbound at Warm Springs. We're also getting some moderate flows through the resort area, north and southbound, and do look for some slowing 515 eastbound at sunset.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. I can't recall in presidential politics more of an outreach initiative to the Hispanic community. It's incredible what the Trump administration has done for the Hispanic community. But now they are outreaching, and they are asking for Hispanics votes. Yesterday here in Las Vegas, a White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative Commission held a meeting. And at that meeting was Jennifer Korn, Deputy Assistant to the President and the Deputy Director of the Office of Public Liaison. Jennifer just back from Las Vegas. And Jennifer, how you doing? Did you enjoy your stay?
Yes. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me. And it was great to be out of the swamp and in Nevada.
It's God's country. It really honestly is. Tell me what the commission meeting was yesterday. What was some of the stuff you covered?
Yes. So, as you said, White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative. This was an initiative that the president put into place July 9th of this year. And this commission typically had met twice a year. But because the people around the president are people of action, they said, we don't want to meet twice a year and just talk about things. We want to meet once a month, and we want to be out in the community. And so we did hold the first meeting at the White House, but the second meeting was held yesterday in Nevada to talk about how we help the Hispanic community gain access to different opportunities, both in education and small business. And before that meeting, we held smaller meetings with actual business owners from Las Vegas and parents from Las Vegas as well, to talk about what are their local concerns, because we know D.C. doesn't have all the answers.
And I wanted to ask you about the Hispanic vote, because I've talked with pollsters, and I've seen public polling that shows the president is polling 35, 36%. We've seen some slightly less than that. but that that the Hispanic vote is achievable for the Trump administration. But I'm curious if the polling that you're seeing indicates the same sort of thing, that there is an opportunity here.
Well, we're seeing a lot of support from the Hispanic community, and I'm one of the rare people who've been with the president since day one. I've been at the White House since the first day he took office, and I can tell you, because this doesn't get a lot of media, that we have been engaging with the Hispanic community since that day, and we have had Hispanic small business owners there for the signing of executive orders on deregulation, on religious liberty issues with Hispanic pastors. You name it, we have Hispanic leaders from all industries join whatever issues that we are talking about, because Hispanics are Americans, and there is no issue that is not a Hispanic issue. We care about everything.
Is the polling that you're seeing, internal public polling, whatever, data points, does it give the president a chance to achieve big numbers, certainly bigger numbers than he did in 2016?
Well, what we're seeing is that the support has grown. So the president, according to exit polls prior in 2016, were about 29%. We're seeing growing support of his policies, whether it's on the COVID response or on unemployment, home ownership. We are seeing that in the high 30s. So you are seeing growing support amongst Hispanics from across the country, whether it's in Florida or Nevada or Texas. Hispanics care about their job. They care about their income. And pre-COVID, we had, through the President Trump's policies, the lowest unemployment for Hispanics in history, the highest median income. So not only did they have jobs, but they were making more money, and also high and record home ownership, very important to us. And so those things change people's minds. Whether you're Hispanic or African-American or other, you want to make sure that your family's taken care of, and the president's policies have put those into place.
Again, Jennifer Korn joining us just back from Vegas, and Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of the Office of Public Liaison. Does that all fit on one business card?
It doesn't. It's way too long. Basically, it boils down to I am the liaison for the President to all communities out in the country. And so our office handles whether you're a small business owner, a veteran, minorities, women, farmers. We are the liaison for the president. So if you see meetings with different industry leaders, our office is part of that. We also help to whatever policy, like let's say USMCA trade deal, we brought all the coalitions together in order to help support that issue. And also, one of the great things about this administration is that we enjoy having people from all sides and all opinions, and we don't shy away from people who disagree with us. The president likes different ideas from different people.
Speaking of opinions, I know you may not have made it back into the office yet. If you have, boy, you're darn good. You're a loyal employee. But I'm curious what folks around the White House, around the West Wing, what they were thinking today and thinking yesterday, and of course Tuesday's debate. What'd you think of what the boss did?
Right. Well, I did get home at midnight, and I was sad to leave Nevada so early. And I did make it back to the office, but what we were doing is doing the follow-up from the Hispanic Prosperity Initiative meeting, and so that's what has been my focus on the official side. And on the debate, I leave that to the campaign and the pundits to articulate. But, you know, the supporters want to hear from this president and want to hear everything that he's done, and he has quite a track record.
I have asked Don Jr. and Eric and other family members. I've even asked the president himself, but you've been with him from day one at the White House. And I'm just curious, how does this president get up every morning at an ungodly hour and go to work and function when you know that half the world is plotting against you? They're trying to impeach you. They're trying to kick you out of office. They're trying to, send you packing on the 20th of January. I'm curious how he does this. And are there ever times when you see him moping around and you know, oh, darn it, there they go again. There goes CNN. There goes the New York Times. Does he ever mope around the office and where you guys have to pick him up?
Yeah, this president is very strong. President Trump just goes from early morning to late night. I mean, even after we're done with the official business, he goes out and does rallies. He's just a very strong man, and he knows that he has a very serious job to do, and he truly does care about America. That is why he's fighting so hard. I mean, he's a fighter. Before he was in politics, he was a businessman, and he was a very hard worker then. He's not your regular politician, and so he... It's very unfortunate that the media is the way that they are, because if even they were fair, we would know all the great things that this president has done, because he has done so much, whether it's on trade or national security or for the economy. But he, no, he is a man who is just has great strength and just keeps going. He knows he has a job to do and is very serious about it.
And, you know, one of the things I love about this president, and I've only met him once, and I've talked with him a couple of times on the phone to interview him, but the one thing I love about this president, he desperately cares about America and the American people, and everything he does circles back to wanting to improve the lot and life of Americans of all persuasions. Do you see this in the way he approaches his job?
Yes. I mean, we have the honor of being able to be in small meetings, in private meetings, or these large events like he did with the peace treaty just a few weeks ago. And the president, especially in the quiet moments when he's just talking one-on-one to whether it's a small business owner or a farmer or someone who has been persecuted for their religious beliefs, has a true passion for our people and for America and wants to strengthen the United States, and you get to see those moments. And of course, again, media does not talk about his empathy, which he has a lot of empathy for those who are struggling. You know, that's who voted for him in the last, those forgotten men and women, and they know that he has been with them this whole time. I mean, again, pre-COVID, you're talking about the best economy, the best military, building up the military. Again, reaching out to the Hispanic community, reaching out to the African-American community, and making sure that those opportunities that just people might not know about, that we are going out to those states and making sure that they know about the opportunities that the government has for them.
Final couple of minutes with Jennifer Korn, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director for the Office of Public Liaison. My last line of questioning is more about you and your colleagues there at the White House. How do you keep up with this president? This president works about, what, 17, 18 hours a day. And all of you, of course, have families and friends and husbands and wives and all of that stuff. How do you do that? I mean, is there ever a point where you got to make some decisions and say, well, maybe I'm not going to be able to go out and have fun tonight. I'm going to have to stay by the office. The president's up and he's dealing with a crisis. How do you do it? And how do the people that work at the White House function?
Right. Well, that does happen a lot. I mean, this is the priority for us. This is what we do. Our families are amazing. But this is a chance for us to serve our country. You know, my mom came here from Mexico at the age of 7. And tells me the story how the most beautiful thing she saw was the American flag waving against the blue sky and how her shoes didn't get dirty because the roads were paved over. Fast forward, I married a Marine and was a Marine Corps wife for many years, 21 years. And it's a service. We care about this country so much that, yes, the hours are long and the issues are tough and we get a lot of incoming fire, but the issues are worth it and this country is worth it.
Well, we'll know in 33 days, or maybe we won't. We probably won't know it and won't know for 35 or 40 days. Who knows with all this mail-in balloting? But we'll know soon. Do you worry about whether you're going to have a job in January?
I try to keep focused on the job that I have to do, and I leave that, like I said, to the people who are running the campaign. We're here on the official side doing the continuous policy. So even though the campaign's going on, we still are focusing on policy every day. It hasn't been forgotten, and that's why we're in Las Vegas yesterday, focusing on policy. What are those policies we're going to implement to help the Hispanic community on the education side and economic side? So I don't worry about that. I worry about the policies and making sure we take care of Americans.
Jennifer, thanks so much for all you have done for our country over the years, what you're doing right now for our president and for the American people. I hope we can talk again soon, hopefully as we get ready to kick off a second term in January. Thanks so much for joining us, and rest up, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for all you do and spreading the word. Appreciate it.
There you go. Jennifer Korn, Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director for the Office of Public Liaison, joining us from the White House, where it's getting a little late after 7 o'clock. So I appreciate her staying by the office and talking with us. Stay right where you are. We'll run a little bit behind time, but I wanted to get more out of Jennifer Korn. We'll talk with you, and I'm going to let you hear what the president had to say last night in Duluth, Minnesota. It was an incredible, incredible speech. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I hope you enjoyed Jennifer Korn from the West Wing from the White House. Just back from Las Vegas. She was here yesterday for a conference. And it goes to show you, you know, if they're talking about exit polling where the president had 29% in 2016 of the Hispanic community, and she says the data she's seeing says it's going to be higher than that. If suddenly they come out with 35 or 40% of the Hispanic vote, I'm going to tell you, the race is going to be over before it even starts. It really is. I mean, it's going to be done, because if you capture the Hispanic community, the African American community, and the word is in public polling that I've seen, 35%. That's incredible. Yeah. Tell you what, let's do. You know what it's time for now? I'm so excited about this. It pays to listen to Live and Local with Kevin Wall, so be listening every weekday afternoon at or about 4:20 for your chance to win. And the prize, oh, I'm so excited. This is gonna be fun. Yeah. A pair of tickets to Real Bodies at Bally's. And you're also in to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. We'll be giving that away on Monday of next week. So all the winners will be thrown into the hopper. My winners, Heidi's winners, at 7:20 every morning. And we'll be in the running for that Nordstrom's $100 gift card. Big caller number three right now, 702-798-0375. That's 702-798-0375. Yeah. Caller number three. And I'm going to give that number again only because it's new to a lot of you. It's new to me. 702-798-0375. Okay, I want to take you back to Duluth, Minnesota last night. This is the president winning the law enforcement issue with Biden in the debate. It was critical. Listen to the president.
Our opponents will send your jobs to China. I will keep your jobs in America. Our opponents want to erase our nation's core values. And I want to defend, preserve our nation's historic values. Our opponents stand with rioters. I stand with the heroes of law enforcement. Did you see last night? I said, say the words law enforcement. Don't even say good or bad. Sleepy Joe, say law enforcement. He goes, no, I'd rather not. Say law enforcement, Sleepy Joe. Law enforcement with safety. No. Just law enforcement. They tell me that all the time, too. Please just say law enforcement with safety, sir. No, it's just law enforcement. It's very simple. It's a very simple term. Not with safety, unsafety. I mean, it's law enforcement. He wouldn't say it, right? Then I said, name one group in the entire nation. I've got Minnesota now. I've got everybody. Name one group in the entire nation from law enforcement that's supporting you. Well, think Chris Wallace. Okay, let's go to the next question. He's in trouble. Let me protect him for Fox. Joe Biden says Antifa is just an idea. Well, ideas don't assault cops, and they don't burn down buildings. Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization.
I thought the president's speech last night was priceless. And it was a perfect extension of what he did in the debate. It was fiery, cantankerous. It was great. But it was the logical extension. He got to explain without anybody talking over him what he meant. And so many times on Tuesday night, you probably couldn't hear the president because Biden was talking over him. By the way, when we come back, I'm going to let you hear from Chris Wallace. He obviously has taken a lot of slings and arrows, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he did a great job. I think he lost control of that debate. It was rather obvious what was going on, and I think he lost control. And now.